Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Should you take a concordance and check the words daily, day by day, every day, each day, you might be surprised how many, many times they appear in Scripture. You know, we hear people talk about everyday clothes and Sunday shoes and everyday shoes. Some people seem to have a Sunday religion and others have an everyday religion. Some put their religion on once or twice a week while others wear theirs everywhere all the time. Some who profess Christianity give the appearance that Christianity is only a social matter and the church is just a club to which they belong, a respectable thing to hold a membership, and they go to church rather than go to worship. The church building is a place to go and to be seen and to see others and provide nothing else that comes up that appeals to them on that particular time they'll be there. Well, when they've paid their dues to the Lord on Sunday, they feel they've done their duty. They greet and they are greeted, and that's about it. Well, friend, being a Christian does provide social advantages because it offers opportunity for fellowship and association with God's people. We make friends and we enjoy activities of many kinds with people who share our convictions and our standards and our goals and our ideals. But we all know, do we not, that Christianity is not just a Sunday thing, as sometimes people characterize it. Under the law of Moses, the Jews had daily services and sacrifices. For example, in Exodus chapter 29, lambs were slain on the altar daily. Incense was burned every morning. The things written in the Old Testament are for our learning, Romans 15:4, and for our example, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11. What I'm suggesting is, as their religion was a daily matter, so is the Christian faith. Those activities mentioned were performed by the priest. Well, under Christ, every Christian is a priest, 1 Peter 2 and verse 5, Revelation 5 and verse 10. Therefore, it is reasonable to expect that we, as priests of God, are to have daily activities in serving God under Christ, as did they when they served God under Moses. And what does daily Christianity involve? Well, it involves prayer. The burning of incense was a type of prayer, Revelation 5 and verse 8. Incense was burned daily, and we are to pray daily. Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Obviously, this was a daily prayer. David prayed daily. "Evening and morning and noon I will pray. Cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Psalm 55, verse 17. And again in Psalm 88 and verse 9, "Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction, O Lord. I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee." Daily Christianity also involves a daily study of the Scriptures. Emphasis on daily Bible readers was once heavy among brethren, but it's waned through the years in our Bible study classes. Being a daily Bible reader was something for which to strive. In John 5 and verse 39, Jesus said, "Ye search the Scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life." And we're commanded to study to show ourselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. The noble Berean searched the Scriptures daily to learn what was true, Acts 17 and verse 11. The blessed man of Psalm was found his delight in the law of the Lord, and notice, "and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Children are sent to secular schools 5 days a week and are in various classes several hours each day. Yet some seem to think that 1 or 2 hours in a class at the church building is sufficient time to devote Bible study during an entire week. Little wonder there's a growing ignorance of the Word of God among members. Even a child who was faithful in attendance at all worship services each week would get less Bible study than he gets in arithmetic. And we're commanded to grow spiritually. Yet such growth is impossible without feeding upon the sincere milk of the Word, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. Jesus said, Matthew 4:4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father." We would consider a person properly fed physically if he partook of the food only 2 or 3 times a week. And yet the soul, which will exist eternally, is given less than that with many folks. And daily Christianity involves daily concern for the lost. There's a song that has a verse, "Lead me to some soul today." Jesus said, "I sat daily with you in the temple," Matthew 26:55. Do you know why he was there? He taught someone every day. The early church was active in winning souls daily, and souls were added to the saved daily, Acts 2:46, and Acts 5:42. Today we often seem too busy with many matters to involve ourselves in talking to others about salvation. Oh, we talk to them about the weather, and politics, and games, and finances, and world conditions, but seldom, if ever, a word about the Lord, and His church, and salvation, things that really matter. Paul said, "I cease not to warn you night and day with tears," Acts 20:31. Friend, I suggest to you this is a part of daily Christianity. And daily Christianity involves daily exhortation and edification. This means we are to advise and to warn, we are to encourage and instruct and build up one another. Christians have many duties. Some are duties to the non-Christian, some are duties to brethren and the Lord. We can never forget that Satan wants to recapture the soul of some brother or sister. Hebrews 3:13 teaches, "Exhort one another daily, while it is called today." In the event that one of our number falls, our exhortations are to be designed for his restoration, Galatians 6:1. We do not want one of our physical family to just drift away and no effort made to help him or her. We ought to have such love for our spiritual family as well. Daily Christianity means daily living in the imitation of Christ, in our word, our manners, our attitudes, and in our speech and actions toward others, and filling our duties. We read much about fruit-bearing in the Scriptures. Friend, the fruit we are to bear is the fruit of the Spirit, as found in Galatians 5. How you live your daily life, how you treat your family, how you treat those around you, how you react to your responsibilities, what kind of character you are developing are all serious components of daily Christianity. And daily Christianity involves daily ministration or service to others. So many are in need of so much. Opportunities to help are almost limitless. The first problem the early church encountered was the overproviding for those who were lacking physical needs, and there was a daily ministration. Men were appointed to see that such work was not neglected but expedited in the very best manner. Now, we each have daily needs. Some are not able to provide their needs. They need help. Those who have are to provide for those who have not. To have and not share is to show a lack of love for God, 1 John 3:17-18. When I was just a lad, I was a member of the Boy Scouts. Among the things a good scout was to do was a good turn to somebody every day. Well, this is what the Christian is taught to do. Daily service is an important part of daily religion. And being a Christian every day involves cross-bearing. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me," Luke 9:23. All that we have said to this point is a part of cross-bearing because it involves Christian duties. But it can well include things that are not pleasant to endure. Bearing the cross was painful for our Lord, and cross-bearing may be a distressful thing for us also. Not everyone you meet will be pleased that you are a Christian or that you are trying to walk in the steps of the Savior. You may be called upon to endure ridicule and persecution, exclusion from others, being considered unacceptable because you will not and do not do those things that Christians can and cannot do. You may have to set aside many things that others do because you've decided to go to heaven by putting the Lord first in your life. You cannot even have your own way in things because you must first consider, what would Christ have me to do? Then you must follow His way. To bear His cross means to submit to whatever may be demanded of you for faithful service as a Christian. Bearing His cross is not the burdens of life that are common to all. It is a performance of Christian living. Many of the habits and the activities of this world will be off-limits to you as a child of God. We do not bear the cross to pay for our forgiveness because we can never earn salvation. But bearing the cross is an essential part of being a Christian every day. Bearing the cross is a figurative expression because we will not bear a literal cross as did Jesus, but it means that we must carry our duties to the limit and fulfill them as a child of the Lord. Jesus said, "He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me," Matthew 10:37. There's a song that asks, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free?" Well, the next phrase in that song gives the answer, "No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me." Everyday religion, everyday Christianity, it will produce everyday results. It will bring everyday blessings and benefits. It will see souls saved, and the saved strengthened, and the needy served. It will see a life lived to the glory of God. Daily Christianity enables the Christian to say, "There is nothing that shall happen this day that God and I together cannot handle." Daily religion keeps us in daily contact with the Father through the Son as we walk according to the revelation of the Spirit in Scripture. What kind of religion do you practice? Is it an on-again, off-again affair? Is it a Sunday thing, as some characterize it, and that not even regularly? Or have you grown to the place where Christ is with you each step of the way because you're following His lead and walking His way each day? Dear listening friend, this is the religion He wants for us all. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.